十章位置，我们讲Der Bnei Yisrael Mishamshei Bishnei Din Echad Lei V'Echad Lo Lachat Ashpish. Now again, according to all the Rishayim, except the Rambam, that is reference only the Gabi Asuka B'Tayos. And today it's not relevant altogether. But the Shittas Rambam is that even today, Lachatashmish, there is a chiyuv, midina digmore to be beidik, even a nishu sheish lezik. The Rambam is the biggest machmer in the city. Biggest machmer.
Why? Why should she be beidik?
Maybe there is a chosher chayke that machmas tashmish, the tashmish, might provoke kiriyas damas.
Oh.
There is such a thing.
She'll menstruate.
Yeah, menstruate. So there's a but. There's a shittas yochid, I mean, we don't pass on like the Rambam. As a matter of fact, anyone who is machmir for shittas Rambam is considered the Baal Yurin. But that's the shittas Rambam. But according to all the Shayim, except the Rambam, so there are bnei Yisrael, mishamshei, bishneidin, echod lei ve'echod lo. And as a matter of fact, not only Yurin, because there is a mishne called that there is a Mishnah in the second period, the Kolayada Marda Livdig Binoshim Shubachas. On the other hand, the Gemara says, we learned it last time, the Titivdik Umabikachim came Libay Neikve. So, one sentence. So, the Shemim has the Kasha, they're single.
No good.
One
sentence. It's no good.
Please let me explain. So, all the Shemim has the Kasha. There is an apparent steer between the Mishnah that says, Kol Yad Amar Belivdik Benoshim Shubachas, so it's in the serious to make more bedikas. And Shalom Yidin Eikvei, that it's Osa. So, all the Rishayim give the Teretz that it is Osa if it's Bifnei Bailo, Bishastashmish. So then, the husband will become inhibited because he believes in Eichwe. He'll think there is something wrong with her. But Shaloibish has Tashmish. Shaloibish in Bailo, the husband will know he thinks, then it's Midas Tchsidis. This, now, Rabbi Simcha, I mentioned it last week, Dago Ismaimin in Berg Dalet, Nimuchas Yisuri Biye, so mentions the name of Rabbi Simcha, that when is it Libin Eikve that's after Tashmish? So then, but before Tashmish, so then it's Mishabachas even Bifnei Bar. But that's also Shittas Yochanan. The Shittas Rambam is.
No, it should be the other way around. It should be the other way around.
No, because the husband will think that Machmas Tashmish is Ruas.
Yeah.
She was a Russell.
The Russell, right?
So that's why it's also.
So what do we care if he would not, but he did the mice already?
But back again, you'll be payers from her.
Oh, personally, the second time?
Yes, you'll be payers from her. He'll think that she's a Surotan. This is what Rabbi Nisimcha says. Now, the Shittas Rambam is that after Tashmish, Mechuyad Nisaradin to the baby. And before Tashmish, not Mechuyev, but there is a Midas Chassidus to be Beidik. So when does the Gemara say, Libin Eikvei? So the Rishon say, according to the Rambam, Libin Eikvei is, if she makes the B'dike after Tashmish in Osim, that means it within a split second after Tashmish. So in that case, the Aloch is that if she's Mekaneach herself, or if she makes a tikkah, so then she'll be chayev as a mashmutol. So then it's Ruben Eikve. But if she's bedekes herself, but she's mechuyev to be bedek herself after Tashmish, a certain interval after Tashmish, so that even if she finds herself unclean, it will not be chayev echatos or a mashmutol. This is the Shiva's Rav. Anyway, so. So here in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, there are Bnei Yisrael Meishim Shel Shnei Eidim, Echad Lei Vechad Lo. So that means she's Mechuyeves. Bnei Yisrael are Mechuyeves to make him dig after Tashmish. And he is also Mechuyev. So all the Rishayim apply it to Asuka B'Tayres. Has no relevance to them. But according to the Rambam, it's even today, every woman, after Tashmish, is Mechuyeves to be Beidik. But she's not allowed to be made the Bdike within a split second so that she'll be Mechuyev Echatus. But a certain interval after Tashmish, let's say 5 minutes after Tashmish, then she can make it, and she's Mechuyeves to make it after Tashmish. According to the Rambam. But the Rambam Shita is a Shita Syach. Yes, what is it?
Isn't it the same Easter Karais to be Bolonita or to be Ma'abed culture?
What?
Isn't it the same Easter Karais?
It's not a suffix. But Ligabi Tares, the Chachomim made special chumras, like Mitame Meis Leis. Ligabi Bailo, I mean, we are not Cheshish. So, if she saw them now, so that means that until now she didn't see any dam. We don't have to be chayshish. Maybe there was a discharge of dam 10 hours ago, 23 hours ago, 23 and half an hour ago, and it was retained in the Visachitz. But we got it tired of the Chachon Mama.
In other words, this isn't to protect.
Why the Chachom Machmir? Because Taris is a union of Tzibor, the whole Tzibor, you see. Those Isurim are very certain. It doesn't affect the whole community. But Taris, that's
pleasurable. She breaks bread for about 20 people.
She contaminates Taris of
the
whole Tzibor.
She needed to do those.
That's why the Chachom Machmir.
She needed the dough and everything, she made it all
covered. There is Yisrael, Nisham, Sey, Bishneidim, Echad, Leid, Echad, Lo. So again, according to all the Shem, except the Rambam, it has reference only to Asuka B'Tayres. So then she's Mechuyev is after Tashmish to make a B'dike, and he, the Baal, is also Mechuyev to make a B'dike. V'atznuis nisaknei shlishi, nisaknei sabayis. And there is an Ezechsides, according to all the Shem, by Asuka B'Tayres, to Vatsnuis Nisakne Shlishi Lisakine Sabais. So what does it mean? She Asuka B'Tayres according to all the Shemim except the Rambam. So it's even more satmikitik. So we are dealing with Asuka B'Tayres. Asuka B'Tayres, we learned that she's Mechuyeves to make a B'dike before Tashmish. So the answer is because here it means Hatznu Eisen Mitzadach Adin. So the same aid, the same Bdike cloth that is used once can be used the second time, and Tznu Eis they use a separate Bdike cloth. This is how the Gemara explained it. Oh. Elamarove, that you raise a medallion. Tznuis, each about Kubatsmo, if me Tashmis, in Beit King Bail, if me Tashmis Acher, Vishain and Tznuis, Beit Kis will Yerpes. And according to Rambam, so when the Mishnah says that Tznuis, Nisakne Shlishi, Nisakne Lapais, it has reference not only to, true, the Gemara says it means the chest, the Tznuis, Amachmir, to use a separate dicker cloth. So they use a separate dicker cloth, litares, and also the same, since Snuis make a dicker bile also, so they are even more machmir that they use a separate dicker cloth also, even the bile. Nunzis al shalei, tmei v'chayavim ko. If the husband was bathing, and he found out, so naturally it was from her. She was a nida. Some male is chayev chatus. Both are chayev chatus. Nimtzal shalom. So then, there are two possibilities. Maybe she saw she had a discharge after the tashmish. So it's a sofik. Some male. So nimtzal shalom. But if it was asian means mamish, 3 seconds. 3 seconds. So then, Shdeachai Mechuyev Chatos. Chayot Mikot, Nimtzal Shalol Achazma, Tmei Misofik, Uptur Minakob. Why Uptur Minakob? Maybe it's a Sofik, Shibach, Chayev, it's not Shmitalub. But there is a Machlekes Anoyim, whether Oshim Tolu requires Ikva Yisur or not Ikva Yisur. So, one Tana says that when is there a fear of Oshim Tolu? Only when it's Ikva Yisur. For example, one second, please.
Ikva
Yisur. Suppose on the table there are two Chatiches. One Chatiche was Chelik, and one Chatiche was Shimon. And he ate one of the two Chatiches. And he doesn't know whether he ate the Chatiche of Chelik or he ate the Chatiche of Shimon. So then we say he's Chayev. He's Chayev in Oshim Tolu, because there was a Chatiches. But suppose there was one Chatiche on the table, and he ate it. And he doesn't know whether the Chatiche was Chelik or Shimon. So no Chatichisa was established in. So then, one Tana says, there is no Chayyub Hashem Tov. And we passed like that time. Another Tana says that even when on the table there was just one Chatich, and he ate it, he doesn't know whether it was that Chatich was Chayyub Hashem Tov, so he's also high. So he's also high. Why? Because these Tanoim hold that he doesn't require Ikva Yisur. Now here, the Mishnah says, Ninsal Shalachas Mant Mei Misofik Ptur Nakob. So the Gemara, then the Braise says, Chayorim Hashem Tov. So the Gemara explains that the Anomid Beis, that the Braise holds that like the Tanoim, that there is no prerequisite of Ikva Yisur. And the Mishnah holds like the Tanoim, there is a prerequisite of Ikva Yisur. That, and here it's not Ikva Yisur. So Mele, she's the Akot of Mekom. A Zerach Hazman, that it should be considered a real Sofik. Kidei Shekeret Namito Vitatiach Poneo Vakei Mitame Meis Leis. Now here in the Gemara there is a Machleke between two Amoroi. One Amere says that when the Mishnah says Yizerach Hazman, actually there are three levels. One level is Asian. Asian means within a split second. That in case she's Mikaneach herself and finds them, so then they are Chayav Chatos. It's about
it's definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Then there's another level where, if in other words, today, the time that it takes to take out the aid, the p'tika cloth from under the pillow and wipe herself and make a p'tika. So that's also a very close time. It's a question of seconds, I suppose. Less than a minute. So, and then, if she finds it unclean, so then the amachuyev noshim tolu. So it's a real sveiki deraisi. Then there is a third level, let's say 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 minutes. So then it's not even a sveiki deraisi, but the rabbonon legabitares is mitami meisleis. So the question is, there is a machlekes between two amaroi. When the Mishnah says, Izerach hazman kishetiret namito vitadiach poneo vachemi, does it have reference to the second level where it's a real sveiki deraisa, or it has reference to the third level? If it has reference to the third level, then lachazman means leachar, izel achazman means izel achar achazman, the latest shield, latest shield. So, but according to one man, it means achasman, where it's an Oshim Tolu. If we say that Oshim Tolu doesn't require Ikva Yisur, so there's a machlul sin the Gemara. Is there achasman shetir, namidu tadi apaneo, v'hakei mitame meis leis, v'in mitame es be'alo, if it is the longest year, let's say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, an hour, so then it's not the Tamez Bela, only it contaminates the Tara she handled within the 24 hours prior. Chabakiva imeratu tamezbeer. Chabakiva shit is that even the rabbonon of mitame meisleis, so she's mitame isbeer also. Is mitame isbeer also.
And he has to be a carbon, he has to be a carbon.
No, chassid shalom. In other words, he cannot go into the bisamigdosh. The husband is considered like a bay of nidor, so he's tummy 7 days. He cannot enter the sanctuary. Also ligabitaris, but ligabitaris, ligabikochim, ligabitaris, ligabisamigdosh, so it's mitames bail. Rabakibe ach mitames bail. Made him chachom rabakibe birea kesem shemitame is baba. Now the rash. Echod loy, echod loy, lekaneach lahatashim. Bisakin sabais glim a libit with nitashmish, ul hochen atzmo, libaulo. ולא הדין לכל אנוש כי יתנה מפר קמל ובשור שיברס לשמש את בייזו ולא דינו כתנועיס כי נפור לפר קמל צנועיס אית שבית כסבי לפני תשמי זה אין בית דקס בי לפני תשמי שח נמצא על דם שלה ואפילו לך הזמן ששור לך הפילה זמן אורך כדי נוער בידוע שהוא ידם בשסטש תמי עם שניהם. So it doesn't matter if the husband, when he was bathing himself, found dam. So then it's sure that it is a certainty that the dam was a dam nida bishastash mishu. So the above mechuyev achatz. Meim shneim tuma shivok tim beyom nida kenosi bitim nida se olof. Oy siyem miyad lacha bile. Lacha zman lacha reisiyem tmei misofik. So isiyem is like a split second. לחזמן לאחרי סיין תמי מסופק שני ימשיב יומים מיות מסופק וליס יבו ישראל אז כנאי אופוני של מטרה הקין כלומר שואה סויי זה מרשיר הזה אחר אחר הוא זה מיתם איזמס לאי סדאריס ועודם במאגת מסרף מדרבונון כי דימייס לאי סדאריס כמר מהי מיתם משקבו משובו וכנדי זה משקב משתם פולם כל שכן דיאץ ממיתם עודם ואם מתאמו הסבי עלו תומה שיבה סיומים תחכום לא נתמחנו לגבי שיבה סיומים לגבי בי רבה קיבה אם אף מתאמו הסבי עלו רבה קיבה לתאימי במקום מייס לאיס מתאמו הסבי עלו מסופק תומה שיבו ופריקה מהם ונאי חושדו ממה מחילס Why does it say that נמצל שלו ACM is Tmei. Why? It's a split second. But maybe the dam was a dam kino. A dam kino. Now, today there is a shiur sam sefer. There is shiur sam sefer. Whenever the Gemara says that we are tele in a kino, so today is not shayach because the teva bnei odom was nishtam. It's man chazal. So the senator's conditions were of such character that kinos were very widespread. Very widespread. I remember as a child in Poland, I remember
it's probably wise.
I used to see it every day, children. They had lice.
They wash with big laundries.
Hot water.
They used to wash their hair,
today,
I remember.
Today, it's
thick laundries.
But even the days of the Chassam Sefer in Hungary, the sanitary conditions were much higher than, let's say, in Poland. In Poland, when I was a little child, so but in Hungary, the sanitary conditions were much higher.
Why?
So, because there's a mitzvah fire. Yes,
there's a mitzvah.
Now,
unfortunately,
there is a revival of kines. Many school children have lice. I mean, it's even the day schools we find it here. Even the day schools here in Chicago, there is a problem. Because it was brought over by certain peoples. I mean,
the Russians.
I don't know by whom. I don't want to blame anybody. So it was brought over. So Chassam Sefer says that, let's say, when the Gemara says that Nun Zayin, that if a woman made a bdikah, Takim Zayin, the Gemara says, made a bdik, and then she put it, she put the cloth, the bdikah cloth under the pillow. And then if the, and then she found down, so if it was obul, so then she's stale. She's not male. Why? Because we are drinking the king. But if it's moshuch, elongated, so that's a riot that it's done neither. But if it's obul, so that it could have been done kino, so she's stale. Today there is nishtana teva, because in those days, kinis on mitzvah, so it was an attributable circumstance. But today, even in Sefer, that was about 150 years ago, so even then, so kinis were not mitzvah, at least in Hungary, kinis were not mitzvah. So mele, so then, she's not here, she's not here. Mashen kin the gabik somim is different. You know, the aloch is a kesem, less than the size of a bean, of a grease. So it's toil. Why? Because then it can be attributed to a kino. That aloch applies even today. Even today, I mean, everybody knows that if somebody finds a kesem, on the undergarment, if a woman finds a kesem on the undergarment, and it is smaller than the size of a grease, of a bean, so then of a lentil, let's say bean, a different kind. Grease is a certain type of a bean, of a lentil. So then she's still, even today. But today, kines are not mitzvah. The answer is, here it's not because of tliya. The takones chachomim was, in as much as midraise without her goshe, she's not male. So even if we know that it's done mido, it's menstrual bleeding.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't coupled with her goshe, so is mutar, she's stale. But the chachomim asked without her goshe. So mele, in view of the fact that bisman chazal, kines were mitzuyim, and in those days, any kesem that was less than the size of a grease was mamish attributable, was reasonably attributable to a kino. So Mele Chachomim excluded less than the size of a grease from the Yisal Ksom. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So even today that the Mitzias was Nishtani and kino is not an attributable circumstance, it's still mutar. So that's in regard to ksonim, so and even today it applies. But whenever the Gemara mentions machilasi, not in regard to ksonim, then today it would be different, because this is sanat. But the Gemara asks, b'nei choshdiun medam machilasi, so how can she be mechuyeves? How can they be mechuyeve chatos? True, it's Asian. Or he found it on his dicky cloth. So it's from her. But maybe it's Damkino. How can we be sure? So today it wouldn't be a kasha, because today Ami Machiles is practically non-existent today, Dam Machiles. So but Bismanag More, it was an attributable circumstance. Vineyachos dil medam achilasu. Omar Rav Zeire, eisim mokim, bodeku eitzom achilas. There couldn't be a kino. Even when kinis were mitzuim, but be eisim mokim, it was immune against machilas. But mokim, eisim mokim, bodeku eitzom achilas. Let the Rashi. Machilas kino, vamai pneim, vadai lisif trumo, lischai vikorben, vadai Levesov, Klislis, Trumol, Hovyosh, and Tol, the Loyal Hatos, the Dilme, so even this man Chazal, it shouldn't be bad, but the Sophic it is. Today, it couldn't possibly, reasonably attribute that thinking. Vada Levesov, Klislis, Trumol, Hovyosh, and Tol, Loyal Hatos, the Dilme, the Machilis, שהיו בישימוקים באישו, וכשבו על ניברבי, בודוק דיוודאי אין שום מחירס. So in Mela, where did the dam come from? Migufo. So it's menstrual dam. The dam vada migufas. That's one washing. The ike dam re, doch okuitz amachiris. If we say, so teis ves no rishen expense. According to Loshen of Boduk, it means that teis imokim is immune to amachiris. Immune. There couldn't be. Doch ok means there could be. It could be, I mean, in the vicinity of Esimoki. So Mele Bishas Bia, it could be pushed in. But that's not to me. So, Esi, so, the Iked Amre Dochoku Eitzo Machiles. Dochoku Shei Machiles Yechil Likomish. So what's not to me? Iked Amre Dochoku Eitzo Machiles Yechil Likomish. Suppose she made a dicker and she found down, and she found also under the dicker cloth a koshkin. So if we say that Esimokim bodiku is on Achilles, so lachlishne di oma bodiku homeaumasoi. One second. Ritzufa miyuchal aid rochet nadam ksas. The lishne di boduk kim di komna li rabbonam den shomachilis vadaim dami gufeu shareid hoyo boduk lo kedem akimuach umachilis li achabile osa alivoy. In other words, because it couldn't possibly. So it's two separate things, just a coincidence. So if we say eisimokim boduk ritzumachilis, so even if we find at one end of the dicker cloth we find that, at the other end we find the koshkino. So we say it's two separate things, just a coincidence. The dam at one end, that's menstrual dam. The koshkino, that came yalme, you know, from the eyav. It came from yalme. I mean, from the house it came. But if we say the Vadami Gufo Sharei do you but Ulishne Yidochu Kikli Svuke Shema Hai Dami Machiles Umikir Shedok Umiacha Hashama Vishastashmish. In other words, if we say Boduk, it means Esimokim is immune against Machiles. If we say, so it couldn't even be in the vicinity of Esimokim, the Kino. But if we say Dochuk, it could be in the vicinity. Some male Vishastashmish could have been pushed in. And it came out. Some male, she's not, they're not Chayev Chatos, but an Oshem Tol. According to the Mandoma, the Oshem Tol does not require Ikra Yisur. Alright. Now let's see the two cases. Leichus dil me dam achilis. Aber al p'dikes nintamino lo imotsu dam li poich. Di dil me chumreis. The kashi is monifshach. Bizman chazal kinis wa mitzuyim. So every time a woman makes a dike. So we say if she finds it unclean, we should be chishish. Maybe it's machilis. All right. But, so, it's a possibility, but it's not a certainty. So maybe she's a sole Bible. Mashinkin here, the Mishnah says, the Chayev Chatos, not an Oshem Tov, the Chatos, it's a certainty. Since there is a possibility, there's a Machiles, there shouldn't be a Chatos. Aber Dikes, the Tanilo Imotso Damli Poik, the Dilma Chumri, Aber Hoche Poik, Hamai Chayovim Bikom, Dilma Meise Chum Bazor, Void Nire Vechem Kereshach, Di Poich Hanim Sal Shalei, Ki Loinim Sal Shalo Amai, Mitamin, Kim Dike Yechoche Dili Osa Miguf. In other words, so according to the second shot, the Moris Kashi is only directed against the case where he found down on his Dike Kron. So then she didn't find it out, and he found out. So then there is a certain alignment of all, that the dam is not menstrual dam, because if it had been menstrual dam, she should be first one to find it. And she tested herself, and she didn't find the dam. So that's like a circumstantial evidence that the dam is not from her. So how did he find it? So you should say, something, a kino cracked down on his digger cloth. Mashain Chei, when a woman finds dam on her digger cloth, even Bisman Chazal, so it's not likely, so it's more likely, much more probable, that the dam is damnido rather than damkin, without recourse to Asimokin Bodhiku. Und mir wir können schar die Pole haben im Stall schrei können im Stall schlo am mit am kim die ke khoch hat die aus am guf doch ko ich zum achilles ein die vorische die khili komme ich am die ha du li pom hin nicht nesses die kin haben mein ma bis so hoch wenn nicht die doch ko immer ist schon ist han lot so hast die schame schrotz die kache ist am bod kuschen bod klaus am he doesn't even approach the vicinity of Isimokin. But it comes, it approaches the vicinity. Alright. Itma, תוך סבירי חור ומוחו מוצו לאודם. Suppose a woman, now, there are three, that's very important. There are three kinds of dicky cloths. There is one kind of an aid that is called in Ivore aid haboduk. What is aid haboduk? So according to the Rashbot, to the Rashbo in Teres Abayis and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Tzadik, the definition of Eid HaBoduk means that the woman inspected it, and even if she put it away, let's say she inspected it, today is Monday, suppose she inspected the cloth yesterday morning or the day before yesterday, and she put it away in a drawer, and for 2 days she didn't even look at it, but since she put it in a safe place where it's not exposed, you know, to things that might contaminate the dig cloth, in a drawer, let's say, a drawer that has no paint and has no blood and no test tubes there with blood and something like that, so then it's considered eid habaduk. Taste says there's the Shita Post Shane. This is what the Rashbo says in the Rabbis in Shah Zion by his Dalet, I think. Oh, hey. So he says, Eid HaBoduk means if the woman inspected it, and even if she put it away a few days ago in a drawer, in a safe place, it's considered Eid HaBoduk. Taste the Shita is that Eid HaBoduk means that she inspected it and Zozo Yodo Mitichait. But if she inspected it a day ago and then she put it away in the dresser in the drawer, so then it's not Eid HaBoduk. But most Rishonim say like the Rashba, not like this. Then there is an Eid Sheini Boduk, but Eid Beinini. Eid Sheini Boduk means that it was kept in a drawer. Let's say you keep the linen in a drawer, but you never inspected it. So that's called Eid Sheini Boduk. Then, and Eid Beinini. Then there is an Eid Sheini Boduk Klal. Eid Sheini Boduk Klal means that it was lying on the floor, it was lying on the counter, it was lying on the table, without any shmira whatsoever. So that's called Eid Sheini Boduk Klal. So each sheni baduk, so sometimes we have to determine when the expression each sheni baduk is used, does it mean that it have reference to a benini? A benini means, let's say, any handkerchief that you take out from the drawer. You never inspect it, but you assume, you know, in the drawer you put all the clean laundry. When the laundry comes back from the laundryman, or from washing machine, it's put in the drawer. So that's an ancient baduk. Even though you never inspect it, that's an ebeni. But that is to be distinguished from a rag you pick up from the floor, or from the table, or a towel that you pick up, a towel that hangs on the door, you know. So that's under no shmira or whatsoever. That's called Eicheni Baduk Lav. So whenever we encounter the expression Eicheni Baduk, we have to determine whether it means Eicheni Baduk Lav or Eben. Right now, Itma Botko Vida Baduk Lav. It was inspected. Whether it was inspected shortly before she used it, and Lizozo Yodei Mitachas Yodo Deid, or it was put in the drawer for a number of days, there's the machlekes between the Rashba and this. Itma botko vila bodoklo vitoch sibirecho. First she pushed it inside and she didn't look at it. She didn't play it. But she rubbed off her thigh with this cloth. And then that was at night. And then next morning when there was light, she looked at it. So she found that. Now the question is, what does it mean? She found that. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach, and it's a question of two gersois. What is Rashi's gersi? Let's see what is our gersi. The botko vila bodiklo vitoch sibirecho umocho mozo oleoda. Oleo is feminine. So it couldn't have reference to aid. Aid is masculine. So it means the yarech, the thigh. Because any aver, that's a klal digduk, any aver that is more than one thing is feminine, according to digduk. Thigh, every person has two thighs, the right thigh and the left thigh. So mele yarech is loshen ikeid, since he says aid is loshen zohar, since according to Rashi's girse, and there's the girse in our text, botko veida bodiklo vitoch sobirech, and she rubbed her thigh with that cloth, umocho mozo leo, not olo, but a leo, feminine. So it couldn't have reference to the eight. Eight would be olof. So it means the yerech. Umochamotso. The Rav's girsi is umochamotso. Olof dam. Masculine. So that means, according to Rach, it's a reference to the case when the morning, next morning, she found the dam on the cloth. But according to Rashi, it means she didn't find it on the cloth. What? Why can't we look at the cloth? So this says the cloth got lost, you know. At night she took it out, and then in the morning somebody misplaced it. It got lost, but she noticed them on the thigh, and she remembers that at night after she took out the thicker cloth from inside, so she rubbed her thigh with it, and then she found them over the time. That's according to Rashi. So, botko bila bodiklo, vitoch sibirecho, umocho mozo leodam, omarav tmeyo nido. That means she's in nido midarai, vada nido. Not sofik, but vada. Because after all, we are not rishish. Maybe her thigh was bleeding. If she had a mako in the thigh in Achanan, then she wouldn't be in it. But she has no mako. No mako in the thigh. All of a sudden she sees dam on the thigh. How did the dam come? Obviously, the most reasonable conclusion is because she was bathing herself at night, and then she took it out and she rubbed the thigh, so it rubbed off. The dam that was on the eight rubbed off on the thigh. What other explanation could be given? So she's in need of the water, not so. Let's see the Rashi. ולמוך המוצר לאדם על הירח, מי עונד את תיתום עבדו איז, תחיד נדו אית בודוק לו שלא היו בידם. If it had been an H.A.N. בודוק, then we could anticipate the possibility. Since she didn't inspect it, maybe it had done from before, you know, the woman, let's say a month ago, she used it, you know, for the digging. But it was inspected. So she looked before she made a bdike, she saw that it was spotless. And now she finds dam on her thigh. So the conclusion is that the dam was on the eight from inside, and then it dropped off on the thigh. Dilman Almo Sal Yereich of Isofik to me. Omalei, Rafsime Bachi, Vocheshe Samrat Lon. Itma Mame Oma Shmuel, Meir Nido, Vichay Meirin Bimedrosh, Meir Nido. Not the way Rafsime Bachi said, but she's, Vocheshe means she's only Nido Misofik. But Nidah means he's a vadan. Now let's see Rashi, the tithes. Vitochso, yeah, learn the other piece of Gemara first, because this discusses the other piece of Gemara. Itma, potko beisheni botuklo. So before a Rav discussed the case of itaboduk, now the Gemara is discussing the case of eisheni botuk. Now, but Inish Bodhi could be is an ambiguous expression. It could be each in body cloth, let's say like a rag, a cloth that is on the table, on the door, you know, on the floor. And it could be an Eben. So here all the Shem say it doesn't mean each in body cloth. It means an Eben. That means a cloth she took out from the drawer where she keeps the clean laundry. But she didn't inspect it. She didn't inspect it. So there is a possibility there might have been a kesem. There might have been a kesem before. And even if it was washed, maybe sometimes after washing it, it still remains, you know. Because it was never inspected. It was never inspected. So it's neben. Let's say, and it was night, it was dark. So she put it in a box, vin chosibi kufsa, umocha, next morning she took it out from the box, and she looked at it, ulimocha motzul of dam, omar abiei seif, kol yomov shal rabchie timei, uleziknosi tiei, that all the days, in the early days of rabchie, rabchie was mitamet, but in his elderly age, he was mitayet. Now let's see the Rashi. Umocha motzol of dam aleit, v'yikel yisvuke, dilme mikam hoche habebei, v'hoche linok atoche tochse mireichel. So Rashi is a kash. Before Rav discussed the case where she made a bdike with the cloth, and then she wiped herself, she rubbed her thigh with it, and then the next morning she saw dam on the thigh. Why here he discusses, here the Gemara discusses the case where she put it in the box and then she looked at the ticket cloth and she saw the dam. And why doesn't the Gemara mention here also the same case as before? But kobeishin, but cloth. And then Tochso b'Yerecho, and the next morning she noticed dam on the Yerecho. So Rashi says, no. In the previous case where it was Eid Abodu, so we couldn't possibly anticipate the possibility maybe the Kesem of Dam was there from before, because it's Eid Abodu, she inspected it. Machine can hear what's an ancient body, an ancient burning. So there is still a possibility that this cloth had the dam on it all the time before she made a dik with it. So it's not the result of the decay. And then, since, so here it says, decays wicked, you know, come or have it. Lochel in a katochatoch se bereicha, dim kin have it, fake and cool, chode, so then it's certainly mutter. Chode, dil me lab me no eid utach al yereicha. Nan ve eit al yereicha. So maybe